Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Well, cattle producers, it's one of the big sales of the year for Superior Video Livestock Auction. Video Royale 28, Monday, July 27th through Friday, July 31st. From the Winnemucca Event Center, Winnemucca, Nevada, it'll be seen on SLA TV, Dish Network Channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Each day, Superior Sunrise will begin at 9:30 a.m., and the auction itself starts at 10 a.m. Central Time each day, Monday through Friday. 195,000 head will be offered this year, 29,000 yearling steers, 16,000 yearling heifers, 81,000 weaned calves, and 64,000 calves on cows. Each day of the week, a different region of the country will be featured. Go to their website for details of this year's Video Royale, SuperiorLivestock.com, or call them 800-422-2117, Superior Livestock.
Well, limited activity is expected today in cash cattle. The morning release of last week's average cash cattle price levels will be watched, although the expectation is that cash cattle will remain slightly higher than the previous week. Upward momentum in cash cattle prices seemed to have been stalled through late July. This has the potential for markets to revert to a choppy but narrow pattern through the rest of the summer. After the anticipation of the cattle on future port and cattle inventory report last week, there may be some post-report sluggishness as no major surprises were seen in that report. Lean hog futures continue to hover within a sideways trading range as October contracts are taking over as actively traded contracts, finding limited ability to break out of the choppy pattern seen the last couple of months. There seems to be moderate support holding at the $50 price level, but the inability to bring active buyers back to the table, given uncertainty with China, as well as currently large hog supplies, could leave prices struggling to break out of this pattern the rest of the summer months. Kansas City September wheat trading about 4.25 cents lower early this morning, staying in a choppy sideways pattern while traders assess a situation where U.S. ending wheat stocks are expected to modestly tighten while world ending wheat stocks may stay near record levels. Among the world's top eight wheat exporters, ending wheat stocks are expected to be near their lowest level in 7 years. December corn is trading up about a penny and a half this morning after mostly beneficial rains were seen in the northwestern corn belt over the weekend. There's always an exception in this case. Areas of southwestern Minnesota were hit with heavy rain amounts up to 7 inches between Marshall and Mankato. November soybeans are up 1.25 cents early today, pressured by expectations for milder temperatures across the Midwest this week after seeing above normal temperatures much of the summer. Well, we're going to check your futures when we come back in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
Well, August live cattle up 47 cents Friday, 101.32. October up 50 at 105.10. August feeder cattle up 2 cents, 142.05. September down 42 cents, 142.75. August hogs down 47, 54 even. October down 87 cents at 50.15. Kansas City wheat, September up 8 and a quarter, 449 and a half. December up 8 and a quarter at 460 and a half. Chicago wheat, September up 10 cents at 539 and a half. December up 10 and a half at 545 and a quarter. September corn down 1 3/4, 326 and a quarter. December was down a half penny at 335. August soybeans down 1.5 cents, 904 3/4. September's down 2 cents at 898 3/4. December cotton down 182 at 6010.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.